Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Loungers, truly Michael Horn with you. I'm here every week for you. Along with my buddy, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, we're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Hey, thanks a million, Mike. It's great to see you.
Good to see you.
And it's great to be here with everybody out there listening in. We really appreciate that. You know, we don't get a chance to thank everybody because we're just we hit and run here at the show.
We do a lot of hit and run, don't
we? But we just want to thank everyone for tuning in and being a part of our show and putting up with our insouciance. Is a new word for you.
What's the word today?
Insouciance.
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 Yes.
And what does insouciance mean?
I will let you know if someone doesn't want to. If someone knows it and can.
We're going to give away a prize.
We can.
Insouciance.
I'll give you another word if you get that one.
Okay, that's very good. We got a lot to talk about today. Today, baseball cheating. Going to be talking about that as well.
We're going to be talking we're still at it.
Football news. Well, it keeps getting worse. It's something else.
Good.
I'll tell you about my spring training trip. Went down there to check out the spring training games over the weekend last week.
Right.
And
did you steal some signs?
I did do that a little bit. I did do a couple of sign stealings, and I brought back a new buzzer system that we'll be using sometime on the show today. It will be very good.
I'm going to wire you up. Very obnoxious buzz.
When there's something I want you to say, I'll just hit this and hit it a couple of times.
And then I know the next question's coming up in there.
And we have a phone caller. I'll hit it with you three times.
That's fastball. That must be fastball.
No, that's a phone call.
That's a phone call.
Phone call coming in.
All right.
So, yeah, we'll have some good times with that today. It's good. And also, I brought in a trash can. By the way, the spring training, one of the big promotions that the Astros are going to be doing this year is going to be trash can night at the stadium where they give away trash cans to the first 30,000 people that show up at the ballpark.
Very thoughtful.
It's going to be really nice.
No, it's very professional of the Astros to offer that to their miserable fans.
Don't forget to follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. Also, Fred on Facebook.com /TheRealFredDreyer.
Right.
And don't forget the emails because we do read them here on the show. Fred Dreyer.
I read them. I swear to you. I do read them. You know, people can, you know, when they look
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 toward your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
A little story about Boost Mobile. Davis, I am feeling pain.
What, your dog died? Your girlfriend left you?
No, the pain I'm feeling is having an old smartphone.
Mm-hmm. That's why I switched to Boost Mobile and got four free phones for $25 per line.
Well, I didn't. Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Yeah, Samsung Galaxies for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the legendary Sultan. Call him the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, star of Hunter, and just an all-around good guy. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. We're all wearing our blue today for all those teams that you root for that wear blue.
Well, I'm in a Dodger frame of mind because I'm ready. I'm ready for what I believe is going to be a crazy killer Dodger season.
Well, here's the thing. I watched a couple of Dodger games in spring training. I saw the Cubs as well. Mm-hmm. I was able to see the San Francisco Giants. And here's the thing. A lot of people are saying that the Dodgers possibly have the deepest roster ever, the most depth of any team. They've got great position players. They won 106 games last year. They've won, the last seven National League West titles. And then now they've added Mookie Betts and David Price to the lineup.
That's a good addition.
Yeah, and one projection system out there says it pegs them to win. I don't know how they can do this, 103 games, but they say they have depth.
How do they calibrate that?
Well, the depth, they look at the position. I don't know how they calibrate how many games they're going to win, but you know they've got Mookie Betts there in the outfield, Cody Bellinger, Clayton Kershaw, Walker Buehler. The list goes. Corey Seager, he was gone for a year, and they can get around that now. They got injuries usually annually to Kershaw and to Justin Turner, so they've got backup there. When they had Rich Hill on the team, Rich Hill was out for half a season at a time. Hyun Jin Ryu was out for at least the half a season and at least one of the years. And so they can overcome the weaknesses.
He missed two seasons almost.
He did. And they had, they've got guys like Cody Bellinger, Max Muncy that can play multiple positions. That's the thing they're looking at right now. Chris Taylor, Kike Hernandez can play multiple positions.
So let me just interrupt.
Go right ahead.
Forgive me. So what you're saying is there's no excuse for laziness.
No, because there's somebody that can pop in there for you and take over. For example, take a look just at one position here. Let's look at left field.
Let's do that.
Left field for the Dodgers. They've got projected playing time, 60% going to go maybe to Jock Peterson, 25% to A.J. Pollock, 6% to Matt Beatty, 5% to Kike Hernandez, 4% to Chris Taylor. Now, each of those players can get various amounts of time in other positions. That's one position where you've got like an A player that's able to play in there. And I got five, six players that I mentioned right there.
You know what's interesting is that A.J. Pollock, that injury really hurt him.
It did.
It took him right out of the consideration for a starting lineup.
Yeah, so maybe he comes back strong by not having to play every day.
Well, let's hope so.
So they took a look at the Dodgers in their top 10 in every position that they have, and they looked at them with other teams that are out there, and here's what they came up with, that if you look at every spot, every position on the Dodgers, projected to have a top 10 group at every single position. So at catcher, they're fourth. They're first base, they're fourth. Second base, they got seventh. Shortstop, fifth. Third base, this is compared to other teams, 10th. Left field, sixth. Center field, second. Right field, second. Starting pitchers, fifth. Relief pitching, eighth. They're all within a top 10 bunch of players that are there. And, and you know, the fans will say, which I'm a fan as well, I like the Dodgers, I'll say, watch out for the bullpen. They don't have it all. They don't. The starting pitching may be suspect,
too. What's to have it down there for the bullpen?
But here's what they're saying. They're saying a lot of teams would happily swap some of the relievers for the Dodger relievers. Kenley Jansen, Pedro Baez.
Bad Brain?
Bruce Starr, Gatterall. That's the guy they got from Minnesota.
Yeah, Gatterall is supposed to be pretty good.
Blake Trinan, I think, is his name.
Yep,
he's new.
Yep.
Ross Stripling and Joe Kelly. So that's a pretty impressive bullpen on the paper. We'll see what they do when they get in the game. That's what the fans are going to
say. So do you think that there's going to be any interference in terms of anybody on the roster right now? They're only in like three or four games so far.
Right.
Do you think that there's any way that a new player can come in and crack into the roster?
Yeah, because they wouldn't – the Dodgers – a lot of teams were after their young players, and they wouldn't let a lot of them go. I mean, so they've got a lot of great young players that have done well and, you know, been tagged to really watch in the minors. And they've got a lot of these guys that will come up and be filling in as backups here at these positions. So they've got a lot of good young players.
Well, you the bullpen,
Will Smith at catcher. And,
well, the bullpen the last 2 years has really turned over.
Yeah, well, I think that hopefully this bullpen is going to be good this year with maybe some of these new guys they got.
Yeah, well.
We hope. I don't know. We'll see.
Who the heck knows?
I mean, who's the guy, Gavin, what's his name? The second baseman there? They got the
Gavin Lux.
Gavin Lux is, you know, everybody wanted him and they kept him. He's probably going to make the team as well.
Oh, yeah, he'll be starting to make the team.
For you old-timers, and you and I are old-timers, they're saying, you know, this is a general rule. If you've got, you know, excellent players like this, it looks good on paper. But just to put it in perspective, in 1961, the then Milwaukee Braves featured Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, Joe Torre, Joe Adcock, and Warren Spahn, and they only won 83 games, and they ended up firing their manager in September.
Fred Haney?
Yeah, I believe he was the manager at that time. So they had good position players. What did they have there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there, and we'll see.
Huh.
Probably had Lou Burdett. Did they still have Lou Burdett at that time?
Lou Burdett was still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Don Mossie. Was Don Mossie on
that team? I think he was not on the list here, but Don Mossie was
the guy had a big unibrow. He had an incredible, offensive-looking, caterpillar-like eyebrow.
I like the old you know, the old Pittsburgh Pirates lines with Dick Stewart, Dick Mazeroski. Come on, huh?
Oh, gee.
Dick Groat.
Dick Groat.
You had Smokey baseman. Burgess behind the plate over there.
Yeah, Smokey.
You know,
Big Chaw Tobacco.
Elroy Face was the reliever that just came in and closed the game
18-1. 18-1.
Wasn't he 18-1, something like that?
He's 18-1, yeah.
Yeah.
Dodgers beat him here at the Coliseum.
Was Harvey Haddix on that team?
Harvey Haddix was there, too.
I think he was one of the pitchers.
Good.
He is a good guy.
1960.
Yeah, those were some good players there. With the Dodgers. Fred and I like to go back and relive the good old days over a nice cold one some night.
And Augie Donatelli behind the plate.
We have a beer, too. Jocko Conlon as well.
Jocko,
too.
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Yeah, that's good. A lot of the good umpires are gone from the game, aren't they?
They sure are.
Dave Barlick, wasn't he there? Barlick, wasn't he one of the
Al Barlick.
Alec Barlick, that's right.
Al Barlick.
He was usually the home plate umpire.
Yeah, Al Barlick was there. And there were some real good, colorful guys that called balls and strikes.
Yes.
Augie Donatelli was one.
Augie was good. And here's what they're talking about this year now. They're talking about maybe experimenting because you watch it on TV and, you know, they got that square, that rectangle there for the strike zone. And, you know, you see the umpire call it a ball and you see that it's right there was a strike compared to the computer.
Yep.
They're thinking of having the computer start to call balls and strikes behind the plate.
That'll be the day the
when
sport goes. Goes right out
that'll
the window.
Be the day when I die.
That's what it
so, oh, we got music for that too. So yeah, that's they're talking about that because they're saying they miss them sometimes.
Hey, that's life.
That's life.
I miss Lasorda running out to second base.
And yeah.
Bypassing the pitcher's mound, because one day he went over the pitcher's mound and almost stumbled and fell down. But he ran into the second base umpire, who met him halfway between second
and bumped him.
In the pitcher's mound and bumped him, and he threw him out of the game. Running into Tommy, he threw him out.
He threw him out of the game.
I tell you something, you throw me out of the ball game. I'm follow you home. Why don't I know where you live?
They're not going to have those arguments anyway. Leo DeRocher, didn't he kick dirt on Jocko Conlon's shoes one time?
Oh, yeah.
Messing up. All right. Yeah. Reliving some good memories. Baseball season getting ready to go. We'll have more in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much.
We got a lot to do here.
We have an awful lot of stuff. The theme is baseball, ladies and gentlemen.
The theme is baseball. We'll get to some other stuff here in just a bit, and we'll get to your emails as well. Don't forget to email Fred, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Yes. We read them all, and we get them on the air.
Yep.
So we want to hear from you. Fred Dreyer. A lot of people have problems with the spelling of your name.
I don't know that's true.
F-R-E-D. There's your Fred.
Fred.
Oh, I guess Dreyer would be D-R-Y. There's your dry, and then E-R-R. Dreyer. Put it together. It's F-R-E-D-D-R-Y-E-R. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com, like Competition Radio Network, crntalk.com.
I just considered the fact that one of the problems we've been having is what's my name.
Well, yeah, it has, but we're okay now. It's good. Now, I was at spring training, and we've been watching the spring training. You know, clubs are televising games from there. And a couple of things have come out this week. First, Major League Baseball is investigating the Red Sox cheating possibilities in the 2018 season because Alex Cora was the bench coach of Houston.
And they fired him. And then so there's smoke, there's fire.
And they fired him from being manager because he went on to become manager at the for the Red Sox. And they're thinking that maybe there was something going on. And so they're not going to announce it until next month. And, well, coming up here in March, actually, they're going to maybe second week or so, we should have some information on
that. And by the way, may I just say this? Alex Cora never protested his firing.
Never.
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 So there it is.
So we got that going for us. And then in the spring camp, there's been a lot of people thinking maybe some of the Astros. I saw one guy with an Astros uniform on, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy's got a lot of guts to wear an Astros uniform. And it was the color of the Astros, but on the front of it, it said Houston Trash Holes. And I kind of like that because of the trash can. We've been trying to send some of our staff to keep an eye on what's going on there. You know, hold on a second, Fred. I think somebody's at our sports lounge door. Come on in.
Hey.
Oh, wait a second. Who is it?
I'm so happy to be here. Mike Gary here.
Mike Gary. Sent him to Arizona and then on to Florida, where you've been keeping an eye on the Astros training camp. And so what have you learned? Because I know you're following this whole Houston Astros cheating scandal.
Absolutely. The CRNI team has been on the case. Our crack staff is out there and doing some fine investigative work. And it's come to my attention.
Hold on, Mike. You put this on first, just so we can make sure you're wired into the show. Are you ready?
I am ready.
That's a fastball for you. Okay. There you go. That's the changeup, did you say, Fred?
Changeup is one? Number one was a changeup. Yep. Number two is a curveball.
That's
curveball.
So there you go. Okay, now give us your report.
Well, speaking of, so the Astros, the Houston Astros, or asterisks, you might say, their players have already been hit by pitches, by baseballs, 7 times through 3 games, gentlemen. Oh. 7 times.
By fastballs, too, I think, because apparently it's been there, yeah. 7 times. How about...
They could use that cheating buzzer.
They could.
Right now. To
help them out a little bit.
To let them know what's coming.
So if you want to get hit, probably change up would be better, wouldn't it? Get ready, Mike. There's one coming in for you right now. You take one in.
No, he's going to get a fastball.
Will we give it to him? Okay.
Duck.
That's good. Watch out. That's good. So this is really true. 7 times they've been hit?
7 times over the course of only 3 games. It's only February. And it's 7 times.
And what was the reaction each time?
They mostly, from what we've seen, mostly the players took it. They lowered their head in shame. I mean, they know what's coming. this is an expected phenomenon, and I expect we're going to see this continue throughout the rest of the season.
Oh, I hope so.
During the regular season, I don't know if they've done this in spring training, but apparently they're going to be having trash can night. They're going to give away to the first 30,000 of their fans.
And those aren't raccoons. Those aren't raccoons either.
They're going to have the trash cans for the people in the stands to go trash holes. That'd be kind of good if the people can sit in their stands.
You know what? The first game of the season is with the Angels out here.
I'm going. Do you want to go with us?
Yeah, of course. And the first pitch has to be right in the neck.
So let's go along with that because – yeah, if the commissioner, Rob Manfred of baseball, did not suspend any of the players. In fact, he's given them immunity if they testify. Let me ask you guys a question here, and our listening audience as well. You're on the mound. Yes. Wouldn't you like take a guy out, you know, hit him in the thigh or something like to get him out for a while? Would you do that?
Above the waist.
See, right in the ribs?
Look, you guys. You know, you don't say, I'm really mad at you, and if I ever get a chance, I'm going to really smack you. And then you kick him in the shins? I mean, come on. You got to drill the guy. Hit him, you're going to be looked at as a wuss.
So right in the side. You just put it right in there. Huh?
Right in the back. Like a knife.
See, I thought I was going to get mail and emails. You were going to get a lot more than I was going to go for the kneecap.
No. Believe me, the people listening to this show will realize, yeah, if you're going to deck a guy, deck him. Put him on his back. Hit him in the back.
You know, and when you do it, let him know that it's coming after you throw the pitch, right?
No.
No?
No. You don't let him know anything.
They let him know? Just go.
You might want to send him a limousine, the leadoff guy. Send a limousine to the hotel to make sure he guy shows up.
So
you don't want that guy staying in the locker room.
Major League Baseball, they're trying to, you know, there's been some lawsuits here now. And so
that's all right.
They're saying that they told the court, Major League Baseball says attempts at cheating are part of sports.
Well, what that is, that's conditioning. That's a conditioning comment. That means that they're conditioning people to accept cheating.
Correct.
Accept it.
Five fans from fantasy baseball have sued Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball Advanced Media, the Houston Astros, the Boston Red Sox, and federal court in Manhattan, claiming fraud, violation of consumer protection laws, negligence, unjust enrichment, and deceptive trade practices by teams that violated Major League Baseball's rules against the use of electronics to steal catcher's signs.
Yeah.
Electronics. Somebody else said, "Well, what you know, they had the NFL had their whole problem there with the, you know, Deflategate with Belichick and the Patriots and everything. I don't know if there's a rule that says the football's got to be so many pounds. Is there? Is there a rule that says
right in the back? You place that fastball number three. Hit the number three button there.
That'll do it. The number three. You want the fastball? Is that what we're going to call for right now?
Right now.
Get ready.
Right in the back. Right in the back. I hit him right in the back. We need a thud to go next week. We should have the thud after those three dosh.
We'll be back in the sports lounge. Fred Dreyer, Michael Horn.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's LINZESS.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
In the sports lounge, here's truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Thanks for joining us on the show. Got some more emails of Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com to read to you. Got a lot of things people talking about. Also, we've got the Rams. They're saying they could put a fullback wrinkle on their offense. What do you think about that, Fred Dreyer?
Make an announcement because they want to put an actual fullback in the fullback position.
Correct.
You know, offenses today, they put tight ends in tackle positions, and they put wide receivers in halfback positions. So it doesn't make a difference who plays where. There's four eligible people. And, you know, if they want to put a guy in there and call him a fullback, have at it.
All right. Nathan is writing you an email here. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com says, I grew up watching Hunter. I've been out of work for the past couple of weeks for foot and leg surgery, and it's afforded me time to watch the show from beginning to end. The show was way ahead of its time and featured many actors who later would be in the show Lost. I'm a father now, and my 9-year-old daughter rushes to my room humming the theme song to the show that first aired over 30 years before she was born.
Very good.
And it's as much as what occurred in the show back then that brought in pales to comparison to what's shown today. Hunter was about car chases, people chases, about eating right, and however, also addressed sensitive subjects like rape. I appreciate there was very little no signs of blood and gore like there are in shows today, and the dry sense of humor in the show is humor I appreciate. So what do you think of that, Fred?
Well, that's a beautiful note. We had standards and practices at the networks.
Yep.
We couldn't hold a gun to someone's head. We couldn't show excessive blood and gore and things like that. And so today it's completely the opposite because there are no ratings on network TV. So it's to be expected.
Said when he first saw the show here, Nathan, he never knew anything of your background. Today, I know if we were to meet, it would be an honor and a privilege, and some would say it's just acting, but Fred is my kind of guy. I live in San Diego. I have places to check out for your records. I can see shows like CSI Miami and get stories and style from good old Rick Hunter. If you had a show today, it would be better than much of what's on today. Works for me.
Well, thank you so much. I do know there are certain things that I would do. I would go away from the procedural aspect of what's going on.
Let me say this. Email us at freddreyer@crntalk.com for more info on this.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through March 7th. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
Isaac, you missed the winning dunk and cost your team the championship. What are your thoughts?
Well, I switched to Boost Mobile and got a super fast network and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones. So even when we lose, I still win.
It was an easy, fast break and no one was near you.
You know what's fast? Boost Mobile's super fast network.
They're calling your shot the greatest miss in history.
Boost Mobile's prices are never a miss. I even get 4 lines for $25 per line per month.
Oh, look at that. The fans are burning your jersey.
Yep, the fans get it. My Boost Mobile network is en fuego.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get 4 lines for $25 per line per month with unlimited data and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones, all on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. New customers only. Limited time offer while supplies last. Requires 1 port from eligible carrier and activation. 1 free device per line. Customers who use more than 35 gigabytes of data during a billing cycle will be deprioritized during times of network congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him in Hunter. You saw him on Land's End. You saw him on Agent X, Crisis, movies. He was in NCIS a year ago with one of the all-time great performances. If you get a chance to look that one up, I think it was in 2019 or 2018? It's one of those last couple of seasons. You did a great
2019,
a great NCIS. You got to check
with
it out.
With our good friend Mark Harmon, who was
very good.
Nice host.
It's always good to have good friends. And apparently, this guy who's a big donor at Oklahoma State University is good friends with former President George W. Bush. And W is going to throw out the first pitch of the season for Oklahoma State University at the new stadium that was built with, among other donations, from Oklahoma State donor Cecil O'Brate, who is 73. He's in his 70s, I guess, and George W. Bush is 73. And last time George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at the ceremony was 49 days after the 9/11 terrorist attacks at Yankee Stadium. Remember that? There was all the security up. 49 days. He went out there to show that it was safe to go out there, and he stood in the middle right down the mound, and he threw a perfect strike to home plate.
Yeah, he's a good athlete.
He was good, and it helped the country get back on track. So now he's going to throw out the first pitch at the start of the TCU-OSU baseball game. Jeez. Going to be played at the Cowboys' new ballpark, built at about, listen to this one, $60 million.
That's a nice ballpark. That's a good ballpark.
Wonder if Bernie Sanders has that figured into his free college for all, the $60 million rebuild of the stadium.
Well, he's going to tax a bunch of Texans to get it.
They're going to have to, but can you imagine if you're giving everybody free college, how are they going to get enough money donated to build stadiums?
No.
That usually comes from donations. So anyway, so we'll have to get the former president wired up a little bit here, don't you think, so we can tell him what to throw. Like, that's a fastball.
That's a fastball.
You got that one down there?
Three is
a fastball. What's this one?
Oh, that's a changeup.
Changeup and? What is that?
Curveball.
Curveball. Okay, good. So we got it down there. Changeup, curve.
One, two, and three.
We got it. So that didn't hurt you, did it? It doesn't really. It's got a little bit of a vibration to it and a little electrical output. Is that you okay?
Just as long as I don't, take a shower.
It's, it's the fastball. We'll get to you after a while.
Fastball.
Can't do it for
you. Yeah.
Now, also in the news, since spring training, I was there. Big talk this week. Tim Tebow hits a home run. I think it's his first home run in the, playing in the spring there. And it's he was signed by the Mets, and they sent him on a 5-hour round trip ride across Florida for their loss to the Tigers 9-6 in Lakeland, Florida. That's where they second place. There's Arizona and there's Florida spring training going on right now. The trip was worth it though, because he hit his first home run in four big league camps as a Met. And he also had a conversation, was inspired to be with former National League MVP Kirk Gibson. Let me ask you a question here. You're a Dodger fan like I.
Uh-huh.
And Tim Tebow's father, Bob, Kirk Gibson is battling Parkinson's disease. And Tim said he was just encouraging me, saying some nice things. And Kirk is a special advisor for the Detroit Tigers front office. Shouldn't the Dodgers? He had the greatest moment in LA sports history with that home run against the Oakland squad there in the World Series, the Oakland A's, in 1988. Come on.
So what do you want? You want him to be hired by the Dodgers?
Shouldn't they have grabbed him in there, brought him back into the fold?
If the Dodgers,
he was a Tiger at one time, I know.
Yeah, he lives back there.
Oh, okay.
So, if he lived out here, he'd be associated with the Dodgers or something.
Oh, he's like Kirk Gibson. Good. So, anyway, the Tebow's home run was his first career extra base hit in a big league uniform. And it was because he hasn't played a lot in the bigs. He's been in the minors. And it was a two-run shot off the Tigers veteran Alex Wilson. So, are you ready for baseball? You seem to be kind of jazzed and ready to go a little bit for baseball.
I'm ready. Of course, always ready. I'm really anxious to see this lineup put together. Remember, one of the things that the Dodgers did in going out and getting top flight talent,
Mookie Betts, David Price,
the people that they have in the starting lineup, the top five anyway, can hit pitching against lefties or righties.
Well, that's the key.
So you don't have to platoon people. The Dodgers were hurting themselves, especially in playoff games, because they had to consider the platooning of left-handed, right-handed.
Yeah. So a lot of these guys are going to get to play in different positions, but they won't have to platoon as much now, is what you're
saying.
There's
no platooning. They don't have to say, okay, yesterday, you were really hot. You had a home run and a double, but they're going to throw a left-handed, so I got to play somebody else now. If you got a guy who's hot, he plays lefty or righty.
That's true.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes, with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. We're here with you on CRN Sports. Check it out, the lounge. CRNTalk.com, Sports Byline, Sirius XM Channel 211, radio stations all around the country. Glad to have you folks with us here on the show. Let's get into the old email fan bag, if we could, a little bit here. Fred and Pamela sends us a picture this week, and we do the show, by the way, at various times throughout the weekend and during the week, and if you can check us out on Roku, you can watch it on YouTube, you can watch it on various sites, Facebook Live. There's a photo that Pamela sent of you, Fred, with the great Fran Tarkington, who's wearing a number 80 New York Giants uniform. You were also on the New York Giants. And you were teammates from, 69 through 71, is that correct?
That's correct.
You traded to the Rams, actually traded to New England, and then on to the Rams later on. And Fran was traded back to the Vikings in 1972. But you played against each other in the NFC Championship game. And there's Fran Tarkington wearing number 80. And apparently he has just turned 80, hasn't he now? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And it's a nice photograph of he and I trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And on the right hand of the frame right there, number 71.
We're holding it up for our video fans, but we'll post this.
Bob Lertzma.
That's, what is it, 71?
Not 71.
That's Bob Lertzma?
That's his name.
He's, and who did he play for?
Defensive tackle for the Giants.
Oh, the Giants.
What are you looking at?
All right, okay, all right. I'm just checking it out here.
Yeah. He was a defensive end and a tackle and a good friend. And he eventually went back to the Vikings as well. And we had a lot of fun there. There were some good guys on the Giants. Too bad we had to leave and go to better franchises. But that's okay. It was a lot of fun while it lasted.
It's Fran Tarkington. We should try to get him on the show here if we can. It would be good, huh? Would be nice. Now, listen, going along with that, I have a question for you because the news story this week, the owner of the Colts, says that Jim Irsay, he says that he would like to be part of the NFL tradition of playing a football game on Thanksgiving. You know, Detroit always play it, a game, and so do the Cowboys play at home on Turkey Day.
Yeah.
So Baltimore wants to. He doesn't think it'll happen, but he might think it. Did you play in your career? You must have played on some Thanksgiving days.
I played in Detroit Detroit was a good one.
Did you like it? What was it like to play on Thanksgiving? Did you were aware it was a holiday, or was it just?
Well, I didn't mind so much playing, you know, on a holiday, because there was only four teams that were playing.
Right,
they had a morning game and an afternoon game. I think we were the morning game, Detroit. I didn't like playing on the AstroTurf. Again, yeah. It's me with artificial surfaces. I didn't enjoy it, and I would always come back with some sort of a scrape that I didn't like that would last the entire year.
That's tough. Carol writes to you at Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. She said, did you watch Kobe's memorial? I watched the whole service. It was truly amazing. Sending all the love to Kobe's family and friends. Rest in peace.
It was done very nicely. They're to be commended. Vanessa, Mrs. Bryant, was very,
incredible.
Very eloquent. And yeah. The great shot of the girls and all of the friends and the family. It's truly a sadness that when a family is destroyed like that. And there's only one way to do it, and that is to try and bring your friends together and to reminisce and to celebrate Kobe's and Gia's life. And that's what they did, and it came off very nicely and got a lot of, I guess if you want to say, rave reviews.
Yeah, it was sad but incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie says, Fred, do you think the coronavirus will affect the sports industry?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, it depends. America's sport industry. I mean, it might affect Asia and European sports industries. It's like anything else. You know, you're out there in contact with a lot of people. I looked at the other day. To answer your question, I don't think for the most part. But you know, I looked at that huge ship
the Princess Cruise Line.
Cruise ship that's parked in Japan. That's the size of the Empire State Building sitting there. And there's absolutely no way you could get me to go anywhere near those ships.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, every time someone says, "Hey, Fred, you want to go take a cruise up to Vancouver to the
they're fun."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure they are. Yeah. I not only would I hit my head.
You'd be fine.
I'd hit my head no matter where I went, and I'd get food. I'd get food poisoning, and
you wouldn't eat anything.
Yes, I would. Well, you got to eat for a week. You're gone for a week, aren't you?
Yeah, you'd be out the bar or something.
Yeah.
Now listen,
well,
ESPN.
I would, that's the one. They say you should drink tequila.
Say it'll keep you clean. There's a story out that says ESPN's trying to get Tony Romo because Tony is not signed with CBS, his color commentary thing. And if that's the case, ESPN could offer him a more deal, maybe $10 million a year. What do you think? You like Tony Romo. You like Tony
Romo. I do like him, so he'll do what is that's best for him.
They say if he does not come to ESPN, they may go after Peyton Manning. That might be interesting, huh?
I don't think Peyton Manning, from what I gather, is going to be interested in doing those things.
Eli's retiring. They could go after Eli Manning.
I don't think he's going to be interested in doing those things either.
They could go after you because you were a great color commentator for, what, one season, two seasons?
I was there for a year at CBS.
Yeah, and very good, too, by the way. And then went on to Hunter. Did a great job there. Have more emails coming up. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You're listening to the Sports Lounge, Sports Byline, CRN Talk, and Sirius XM Channel 211, radio stations across America. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams.
Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Final segment of the show, Michael Horn along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. Fred, there's a report out here that says the NFL reportedly weighing in on the possibility of moving a playoff game to Monday night to expand the postseason field.
Oh, that's a novelty.
You like that idea?
Sure, why not? How about Tuesday? They got an opening on Wednesday too, don't they?
Yeah, well, they want to, at some point, they want to expand from 12 to 14 teams. And they say,
you mean
that,
in the playoffs?
In the playoffs.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, one of these days we're going to have to talk about the collective bargaining agreement that's presently being negotiated.
Yeah, there is one that's going on right now.
Yep.
Okay, well, we should talk about that. That would be kind of interesting to follow along with that. The whole thing is they say once they expand from 12 to 14 teams, when that happens, there could be at least one other major change, and that would be. A guy at NBC Sports speculating that the NFL might consider the possibility of moving at least one playoff game each year to Monday night.
Ooh, that'd be exciting. People like Monday night football.
Well, they do like it. It's kind of good. Maybe it's in the wild card round that they do that or whatever. That could be interesting. Yeah, it's been a great sports week. You're getting ready. I'm getting ready for baseball. Spring training flies by now. It's about a month, and then they're starting to play games already.
Well, what? There's 2 weeks into training camp now.
Already, huh?
I think it's going to be great. The Dodgers, everybody has their team they root for. We root for the Dodgers here in California, and the Angels too, but really the Dodgers.
And the Giants.
It's a Dodgers state.
They're in California. Yeah. There's the Giants. You got the Giants with their Gabe Kapler,
their new
manager. I watched them this year. I don't know. It's going to be a building.
What'd you
year.
Think about Gabe Kapler up there in Frisco?
We'll see what he does. The pressure might be off. He might be able to do something with the Giants. We'll see. We got to get out of here. I got to remind everybody, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. That's how you follow him on the Twitter feed. Get them on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And don't forget to download our cell phone app. On your smartphone, dial #250, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, the keyword is CRN, like in Competition Radio Network, CRN. It'll load the app to our phone. And don't forget to email FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Thank you all for tuning in.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.